This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. We just passed the 7th anniversary of one of the happiest days of my life, so I went back to read something that I wrote on that day. And in honor of that anniversary, I thought I'd read it here. Here's what I wrote 7 years ago. Today is one of the very happiest days of my life. I was happy when my 2 daughters were born, but having a baby is such a tremendous new responsibility. I was extremely happy, but also awestruck and slightly terrified. I was happy on my wedding day, but I was also worried about how the whole day would unfold. For one thing, strangely, I was very concerned that my veil might fall off as I was going down the aisle, and so on. Today, though, I'm purely, absolutely happy. In my books, The Happiness Project and Happier at Home, I write about the fact that my husband got hepatitis C from a blood transfusion during a heart operation when he was 8 years old. You really don't want to have hepatitis C. Eventually, it destroys your liver. My husband tried many treatments over the years, but nothing worked. But at last, a new treatment was approved, and my husband went on it right away. As of this morning, he has been declared cured. A few hours ago, we got the email from his extraordinary doctor, Dr. Leona Kim Schluger. He's now free from the virus. It's over. I am so, so happy and grateful and relieved and thrilled. I can't really put it into words. And yet there's something more I want to say. I love children's literature, and at this moment, I'm reminded of a scene from one of my favorite books, Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. It's Meg's wedding day, and she and Lori start talking about drinking wine. Lori explains, "I don't care for it, but when a pretty girl offers it, one doesn't like to refuse, you see." Meg answers, "But you will, for the sake of others, if not for your own. Come, Lori. Promise, and give me one more reason to call this the happiest day of my life." And in that spirit, my dear readers, out of the fullness of my heart, let me ask something of you, so I have one more reason to call this the happiest day of my life. If you support organ donation, take a moment to sign the donor registry, and also to tell your friends and family that you'd want to donate your organs. Very few of us die in a way that permits us to donate our organs. And in a time of sorrow and shock, the people around you might not know what you would have wanted. Let them know now if you would want to be an organ donor. Over the last many years, I've spent a lot of time thinking about my husband's liver, and I'm very glad he gets to keep the one he was born with. But things might not have turned out this way. Tears are running down my face. I'm beside myself with joy. I hardly know what to do with myself. What do you do on one of the happiest days of your life? I think I'll go buy his favorite dessert, a pralines and cream ice cream cake. I wrote that 7 years ago, and I'm just as happy today. In fact, I think I'll go buy an ice cream cake. That's still his favorite dessert. If you want to sign the Organ Donor Registry or learn more about organ donation, I'll post links in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.